This is VOA News VeroMitch. I'm Laurel Bowman. French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday hosted a UN-backed international donors conference virtually in which donors vowed to come to the aid of a beleaguered Lebanon. This following a massive blast at the port of Beirut last week that killed at least 158 people and injured about 6,000 others. U.S. President Donald Trump, who participated in the conference, called for Lebanon to conduct a full and transparent investigation and expressed his support for protests demanding reform in the country. And the Lebanese army says that hopes have dwindled of finding survivors at the blast site following days of search and rescue operations supported by international experts. The United States Sunday tops 5 million coronavirus cases, according to numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Globally, COVID-19-related deaths have now risen to over 727,000. It's more than 162,000 in the United States now. Brazil has become the only country outside the U.S. with a death toll of at least 100,000. Mexico is now the country with the third largest number of deaths, outpacing hard-hit nations, including the United Kingdom, Italy, France, and Spain. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, has asked the United Nations to extend an international arms embargo on Iran, a move pushed strongly by the United States. The GCC, which is made up of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, said Sunday that Iran's continued interference in neighboring countries, for example, supplying weapons to terrorists, made an extension request necessary. The arms embargo on Iran is currently set to end October 18th. This is VOA News. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is in Taiwan on Sunday, leading a U.S. delegation for a three-day visit during which he will meet with Taiwan's president. This is the highest-level visit by an American official since the break in diplomatic relations between Washington and Taipei in 1979. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. Last week, China described Azar's visit as a threat to peace and stability, while its defense minister warned against dangerous moves by Washington. Washington has said the Taiwan trip is an opportunity to learn from the island's success story in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic and to acknowledge its progressive values. Taiwan has reported fewer than 500 COVID-19 cases and only 7 deaths. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani Sunday announced the release of a last batch of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States aimed at ending decades of war in Afghanistan. The pact agreed to last February 29th called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners they were to release in a phased process. The president released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly to seek its advice. At the end of their deliberations, the Afghan Public Assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged Ghani to release the final 400 prisoners. He said the Taliban have promised within 3 days of the release of these prisoners, they will begin direct negotiations with the government with a permanent ceasefire being the top of the agenda. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. intends to hold the Taliban to these comments. The U.S. has already begun a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under its part of the deal with the Taliban, bringing the U.S. military level to about 8,600 personnel, down from about 13,000 at the time the agreement was signed. For more on these and other international stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.